Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise, 1 minute at a time. I'm Chris.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Allison.
And I'm George, and I'm eating the only polite podcast food, which is gummy bears. Well, gummy butterflies.
Ugh. Butterflies? Well, gummy Mothras?
Yeah, fancy.
Yeah, the gummy moths. There's a bag of moth memes.
Gummy Mothras.
George Hendricks from the Mogwai Minute and Allison Grimm from NHL Hockey are back with us today for one final episode. Minute 10.
I got rehired. Thanks, Twitter.
Yeah, way to go.
The outrage was insane.
Yep, give me that gritty. Hashtag give me that gritty.
Obama intervened.
Yeah, thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Her the group that got together was called the Itty Bitty Gritty Committee.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, welcome back. We're really happy that you're back with the mascots. That's it's a fun job.
Sounds like a band, a rock band, the mascots.
Well, you know, and Allison's now she started dating the Philly Fanatic, so it's
I've seen that photo. It's awesome.
I think we're in love. I think he's the one.
I think he's the one. I think his snout complements your carpet.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, her fancy is nasty.
His hole was made for me.
Like they fit together like Chinese finger cuffs.
And that's docking,
gotta,
isn't it?
Gently just, you got to gently pull on both sides.
Definitely some docking going on there.
Well, something. Well, welcome to Minute 10. Here we are. Let me get my notes.
Hold on. Top of the mountain.
Well, top of the mountain to you.
Oh, nerd joke synchronization.
You guys both went Darby O'Gill on us right there.
Yeah, we did.
We're at the top of the mountain with Tom Cruise.
Who talks like this the entire time?
No, it's the bad guy who talks like that.
No, he talks like that.
Huh?
Huh?
Hey, we're big in Scotland. Come on. We love you, Scottish people. This minute begins with, hey, everybody. This minute begins with Ethan standing on top of a mountain and ends with him talking to a pair of sunglasses. That's it.
Yeah.
We now finally see what is inside the lawn dart. It is a pair of sunglasses. A pair of Oakley sunglasses.
Yes, exactly.
And if you were too young to have worn those in the 2000s, you're Allison.
I'm not that young.
Yeah, she was in high school when this came out.
Honestly, yeah. I never wore Oakleys. Even then, I was anti-bro, and I couldn't do it.
I saw a guy. I mean, they don't wear they're definitely still Oakleys out there. They're still bad.
Oh, yeah.
They're still not good.
I never had
the worst are Oakleys with croquis on them.
Oh, yeah. Croquis.
I never had the experience of, like, Oakleys or Ray-Bans or anything because I need glasses. I've never done well with contacts, so I feel like I've really
I have prescription Ray-Bans.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
It probably cost like $1,000.
Yeah, I only just got my first pair of prescription sunglasses recently. And I got them at Costco, so.
I love my prescription sunglasses. Yeah. They're awesome. And my wife's like, are you going to get like the cheap pair? I go, no, I'm going to get a nice pair of sunglasses. And so I went Ray-Ban because I could have gotten Oakleys.
Oh.
There are whole sections of new Oakley sunglasses, but I can't wear them because I'm just like. They have a stigma for me, probably mostly from this movie and the Matrix series.
See, for me, it's just that most people that wear Oakleys, I hate.
Okay. Well,
that makes sense.
I can respect that.
Ethan puts on the Oakleys and they have earbuds in them. And the Oakley glasses start talking to him and says, hello, Mr. Hunt. His retinas are scanned.
Of course they are.
And we see some awesome 2000 graphics on the glasses. So we see his POV.
That's a big industry.
And it's also the first time we hear Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Sir Anthony Hopkins is going to be our Kittredge in this movie.
Exactly. Anthony Hops.
Kind of sad there's no Cerny in this movie. He's such a great actor. But it sets a precedent that the head of the IMF is never the same until, again, with McQuarrie being the same director, we got the same IMF director. Yeah, so. Yep, Huntley.
They did talk about bringing back Cerny, though, which I thought was cool.
Well, in my mind, Cerny is the president of the United States.
Mine too. That's exactly what I felt too. He's the president.
This is the his handler in the last movie. We won't be seeing him. We'll be seeing Sir Anthony Hopkins here in a little bit. But right now he's giving him his mission. It's a fast mission.
Yep.
The mission's called Chimera. Boo. That's a boring.
That's a very
name
generic
for the mission.
Name.
Hey, better than the movie being called Mission Impossible Chimera. You know, it could have been.
What would you name this mission, knowing what you know about the mission, George? First name.
Mission Impossible Sneaky Finger.
No, not the name of the movie. The name of the mission. Like,
well, yeah,
like
if well, you had a name, it'd be the subtitle Mission Sneaky Finger.
Mission Sneaky Finger?
Yeah.
Mission Gritty City.
That's my personal mission.
Mission in life.
I would have gone with Mission Notorious because they're just basically ripping off Notorious the whole time.
Notorious B.I.G.
Well, any of those are better than Mission Chimera. He tells him it's Mission Chimera. There's a lot of really small text on there. And basically what they're saying is they need to get this. They go to Australia. Australia's going to be where they're going to be going. Well, first they got to go to Seville.
Yeah.
And he'll learn more about before he goes to Australia. He has to pick up Thandie Newton.
Don't we all want to go pick up Thandie Newton? That'd be awesome.
Yes, we do. We could go. Oh, yeah. We see Thandie Newton's name for the first time. Her name's Naya Nordoff Hall. Oh, and guys, she has aliases.
She does. What are they?
Mireille. Belly.
Baru.
Emperor.
Katrina Partrey. And Danny Hampton.
Danny.
I think Danny Hampton is my favorite. Expertise. Burglary. And circumvention of all security. That's not, nope.
Nope.
That's not a thing.
Laser, human arts, germology. Arena, Europe, particularly London, Amsterdam.
Gemology, not germology.
I was going to say germology. I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think it's jamology. She's good at telling jam. if it's a jam or a jelly.
Yes.
It's like her MO is stealth, surprise.
Her MO is stealth and surprise. Surprise!
Stealthy surprise.
She prefers operating near or during galas.
What a weirdly specific thing.
Seldom, if ever, armed. There we go. I thought I said Beldon, you know, as in Beldon farts.
Has no
she
arms.
She likes the band Interpol. Sorry. Silly joke on that one. There's no Scotland Yard band.
And at the bottom it says seeking same. Her interests include surprise and
Thandie
jealous.
Wants a Mandy.
Yep.
She'd go either way.
And this mission is also one wolf priority. I went and looked it up. It's gibberish. It doesn't mean anything. Because remember in the first movie, like some of the goofy things they said actually were CIA-based things, like their pay and some of the different things that were going on in the dossiers. Like all this is basically gibberish.
Yeah. Well, most of the movie, as you said, is basically gibberish. So, you know, it suits it that most John Woo movies are basically gibberish.
I hope John Woo is the one who wrote her expertise.
No, I'm sure it was Robert Towne.
I think she's good at surprise. What? That's not a thing. You can't be good at surprise.
You know, the priority of the mission is wolf priority.
Woof.
Wolf. Like, wolf priority.
It's more like, yeah, it's more like designation. Jackie Gleason. Woof.
Lone wolf and cub.
He's got to recruit someone that's an actual normal, which is different than most movies. They always usually give them other.
Yeah, she's a totes vanilla.
Totes, super.
She's
totes.
A default skin. I don't know if I would. I was saying this earlier off mic. I don't know if that's normal. She's like she's a normal citizen who also breaks in as a thief, a master thief. No, if you're a master thief, you're not a normal citizen. Like a normal citizen.
No, but
to
she's
me
not a
has
civilian.
No skills.
I mean, she's a civilian still.
Yeah, because she's not in the military. Yeah.
Well, actually, Jonathan, to put it in a D&D parlance, she has a level. She's not a PC. She has a level. She's probably level 5 or 7, depending on what campaign they're playing.
Are you talking about D&D?
It's talking nerd stuff.
Mm-hmm. She's got skills, so she's not like a basic, but she's definitely not. She's still a civilian.
She's got like bow hunting skills, ninja skills, sword fighting skills.
He says, he talks about for your IM force. Ew, they call it an IM force? That's not. No, come on. It's either an IMF or Impossible Mission Force. Don't call it the IM force. I know. The Impossible Minute Force. It's lame. It's lame. I don't like it.
Write a letter.
No, sir. I don't like it.
The self-destructs in 5 seconds.
Well, we didn't get to that.
No, we haven't gotten
we'll
to that
there.
Not this week.
And at the And he also gets chastised by Sir
Hannibal Hopkins.
Yeah, Sir Anthony Hopkins. That he next time he goes on vacation to please tell them. And he says, "If I told you," and the minute ends. So they'll never know what his cliffhanger. That was number two on the definitive list of
climbing movies.
Best climbing movie. Scenes.
Yeah, when what's her face from Northern Exposure died.
Spoiler, no, she didn't die.
Yeah, that's right.
She's not the one that dies.
No, she's the one that lives.
Yeah. Oh, who's the one that dies?
The one that dies is Mary Poppins' girlfriend. I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
Exactly.
What?
Mary Poppins' girlfriend.
Now I got to Google cliffhanger. I hate you guys.
Have you not seen cliffhanger? Is that the thing?
I saw it once on video in like 1994, like you should.
Oh, 94. Allison wasn't even born.
Shut
as
up.
As it was intended.
Yes, I was.
That's okay. George was like two, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm 32. I'm not actually that young.
32.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at the list of people. I didn't even recognize who the girl was.
No, because she literally was a red shirt.
Yeah.
She's like, "Look at me. I'm climbing. Oh, no. Don't let me fall." John Spartan, whatever your name is.
John Spartan. Rocky Climber. Yeah. That was his name. Rocky Climber.
"Don't let me fall, Balboa." And then let's go. And she falls.
Psych.
And Yondu gets all pissed off.
Yeah, how can that be the second best movie? That was a damn good movie. Although, that was just as fake as that Five Will Goes West or whatever animated movie.
There's a great climbing scene in that.
Yeah? And Five Will Goes West, and they go to Dead Horse, the Pony Expresso.
Except place. In that climbing scene, they sing "Somewhere Up There," not "Somewhere Out There."
Dog played by Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, he played the dog in Five Will Goes West.
He was the sheriff.
I'm sorry, you have hit my blind spot, and that is Fievel movies. I'm not up on my Fievel verse.
Guys, I've got Fievel on it.
It was back when Jimmy Stewart was still making movies. Let's put it that way.
A dumb drug reference.
Can you imagine Jimmy Stewart like in a Fast and the Furious movie nowadays? That'd be awesome.
Heck yeah.
Well, Dom, it's all about the familia. It's all about me familia. It's all about living life 1/4 mile at a time.
Do you like that Lamborghini Countach? I'll put a lasso around it and pull it down to you.
Well, you know, you would have Jimmy Stewart as the Paul Walker character and Cary Grant as Vin Diesel. That's how you do it.
I'd watch that.
And Catherine Hepburn would play the bad guy.
That's my Catherine Hepburn.
Native American appropriation.
who would be the Michelle Rodriguez?
Oh, the Michelle Rodriguez. Betty Davis, maybe?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
Betty White.
Or Betty White.
Joan Crawford.
Joan Crawford. Yep. Joan Crawford.
No, what's his face? Yes, boss. Yeah.
Peter Lorre.
Peter Lorre. Yeah. Who's going to play The Rock? I think The Rock should play The Rock.
The Rock. Oh, yes.
The Rock should play The Rock in every movie.
There's no human from before the 1990s.
They literally did not exist.
No, they did not.
There are no man meat mountains out there.
Can you imagine if he went back in time and like were trying to get into movies? They would cast him as King Kong. That's how terrifying he would be.
Actually, the Rock character would be John Wayne playing that part.
Oof. Yep. John Wayne and brownface.
Exactly.
Oh, so racist.
If you've never gone, go out and see the Genghis Khan movie exactly. Where John Wayne plays Genghis Khan.
So bad.
That's offensive to every personnel on this planet. Yeah.
Or it would be Brando, young Brando playing The Rock. That would be it.
Oh my God. Oh, young Brando would be good.
Yeah, young Brando. Anyway, we're off topic. We could just recast Fast and the Furious with old-timey movie stars.
That is on brand for this podcast.
Exactly.
If we're not talking about Fast and the Furious, I don't want to be doing this podcast because
now who would play Ethan Hunt back then?
Oh, who is Tom Cruise?
Who's Tom Cruise back then?
Oh, yeah.
Paul Newman,
Bogey,
Cary Grant, maybe
Bogart. No,
Bogart. No,
no.
The mission. Should I choose to accept today?
That's the only thing you can do, huh? Clark Gable, maybe?
Anthony Hopkins would still be alive, so yep, he would still play the same character.
I could see like an Alec Guinness playing the Anthony Hopkins role.
Yeah, I could see
like
that.
Like an older mission, gentleman.
Should you choose to accept? No, that's terrible.
What is that?
I don't know.
Your mission, should you choose to accept?
He's doing like Edna Mode or something.
I don't think you've seen Star Wars.
No, I think he's confusing it with something else.
I don't remember owning an IMF.
Hello there, Ethan.
Oh, hello there.
It turns out George has never actually seen Star Wars.
I have not. I've been living a lie.
He saw the porn version, Star Wars.
Star Holes.
Star Wars played across the street from my hotel when I was 8 years old. My parents took me to New York to see a Broadway show. And I was so excited because I couldn't read. And I said, Star Wars. And they go, yep, nope.
Yep, that was Star Wars. All right.
You need all the letters, but fine. Sure, why not?
Well, this is a great place. Now that we're talking about pornography in Times Square, let's move on to Tech of the App. Here we go. Cue that beautiful bean footage.
Tech of the App! Tech of the App!
All right, Chris.
I'm going to go with the Oakleys. You know, you have to. For Jonathan's sake.
Robo Oakleys?
Robo Oakleys, exactly.
Robo Oakleys.
Robo Oakleys.
Robocles.
Wasn't that one of the characters in Clash of the Titans? Robocles.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the one who. Robocles.
He's the robot in Clash of the Titans.
The robot owl.
There is a robot in Clash of the Titans.
The owl. Bebo. Or Bubo.
Bubo. Bebo is what you call your belly button. That's a Sandra Boynton book for children.
You sure it's a kid book? Not one of those adult movies.
It is. So, Allison, what about you?
Pornography.
I go with that one too. That's a good one.
Well, it's a first shout out to pornography.
Those glasses could be used for pornography. So I'm here for potential tech. I see the future.
Right. I see the future in the glasses.
Are they X-ray glasses? Because that would be cool.
Oh, they're definitely the glasses. That's a very triple X. Speaking of porn. That's a very triple X. Again, speaking of Vin Diesel, remember the X-ray specs from that movie. That movie, if John Woo had directed triple X,
that would have been a good movie.
It would have been the exact same movie, basically.
But good. I'm not a fan of the triple X, but this I like.
this is different.
This is different. Yeah.
All right, since it's the end of the week, we have to also decide from all the tech of the.
Wait, I haven't done my tech of the app.
That. It doesn't matter. We're going to move on.
I hate you, Jonathan.
No, please. I want you to feel loved and accommodated to.
My tech of the app is the marketing team that somehow managed to get this whole movie to put these dadgum Oakley sunglasses on Tom Cruise and then sit there while Anthony Hopkins reads a voiceover and they do slow pan shots around his head to show off the sunglasses. That's a solid group of people right there.
That's pretty good.
I wonder how many of these sunglasses got sold when they came out.
Probably a lot.
Yep.
It was the early 2000s.
Yeah, and remember this movie did really well in China too, so I mean,
they got knockoffs.
The Rokleys.
Faux-cles.
Faux-cles. Also a character from Clash of the Titans.
Isn't that who Burgess Meredith Robocles, played? Rokleys,
Faux-cles, meet me at the...
Come on, Rock.
I'm a racist. All right. Now that George has given his, let's try and come up with a tech of the week. This is our second week. What do you think the best tech was all week? Chris, since you've got yours, you get to go first.
Voice Band-Aid.
The Voice Band-Aid, I think, is the coolest. We haven't actually seen it used much. It was barely used in that scene. I mean, we know it's inferred that it's underneath the costume the whole time. But I hopefully they will spotlight that more as the movie moves along. That may be our gum.
Yep. It may be our gum.
It may be our gum or the mask may be our gum. I don't know.
Or the gun. The shotgun.
We got Chekhov's face. Chekhov's Band-Aid.
Neck tape.
Mm-hmm. What about you, George?
I just want to say just real quick that I just did a count. And of that minute clip that we just talked about, this one, 35 seconds of it are devoted to sexy shots of those Oakley sunglasses.
Product placement.
35 seconds. Of the entire minute.
It's a really nice shot, I guess.
I'm saying they got their money's worth for sure. Let's see. Tech of the week, I would go with, I don't know. I like the t-shirt cannon of death.
T-shirt cannon.
Yep.
He wouldn't have those sunglasses if that t-shirt cannon had it. Well, there's no other way to get them to him. You can't just toss it to him.
They had to go for like,
sitting up there.
Yeah, they couldn't just give it to him. They have to like pull out the biggest production possible.
Ballistic delivery.
Yeah.
They couldn't put it literally on a piece of string and just lower it.
Yeah.
On a balloon.
Or, like, my idea, just have it sitting up there. That's still kind of like IMF cool. Like, we knew you were going to come here. Sorry, dude.
That would have been
cool.
You
can't hide from work.
You know what would have been also really good? Okay. Two birds, one stone. That's up there sitting on a table on top of this freaking mesa. He opens it up. He's like, and in order to facilitate your descent, there's like a base jumping pack, and he jumps off the top.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That would have been cool.
He's like,
that would be
cool.
And that would be extreme. That would continue the extreme of this episode.
He puts the Oakleys on, except they're going to explode, but then it blows him off the top of the mesa, and he has the pack on, and he base jumps.
Well, yeah. Well, he would jump, and you'd see the explosion happen behind him. Like, it literally would envelop the entire behind him. And
or as you see like the parachute open, it's just got boom printed on it.
I like it. Allison, what about you?
I'm going to say the voice Band-Aid.
It is pretty
cool.
Yeah,
I really like it.
And you'll see it later in the movie. It's very cool. When you watch this movie,
when she watches it, yes.
I will, yes.
That's what we're here for. We have guests on to convert them one guest at a time. That's great. I think that's a great one. I think we ended on a good note. I think we ended with some cool stuff. And next week, we're going to find out what happens when he doesn't tell them. He doesn't tell them where he's going, and we don't know. So we'll find out next week.
Yeah.
Take of the week.
Take of the week. Take of the week. Take of the week.
I thought I was free. I thought I was free from that.
You can never get out. Nope. Once you get out, we'll pull you back in.
No.
Just like the Godfather 3.
Godfather 3 style.
Let's do one last plug for you guys. Allison, is there anything in reality you want to plug other than all your fake jobs?
Pornography.
Yeah, just the concept of pornography. No. If you're a Twin Peaks fan, you can, and you like memes, you can join Twin Peaks log posting. I actually kind of run that, or yeah, we'll say kind of.
That's awesome. No, that is cool. I'm not into Twin Peaks. It's my Mission Impossible for you. So I've just never really been a huge fan of it, but that sounds awesome. I love Facebook groups.
All right, cool. It started as a dumb joke, and it really blew up, and I think we have over 50,000 members now. And
whoa,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, running a group with that many people is even like when we were in the low thousands, like it's friggin' exhausting.
If you add up both Mogwai and Impossible Minute Force, you might have 250.
I think you
maybe?
Can add up every minute by minute podcast Facebook group numbers and still not come up to 50,000.
No, the biggest group has 4,000 yeah. people.
Yeah, we have 55,121 members.
Jesus, it's gone up 5,000 since we just started talking about it.
So I would like for you to promote my podcast in your group.
If you make Gremlins Twin Peaks memes, you can promote your podcast.
I am going to work on making Mission Impossible log jokes.
Yes, if you.
I'm going
to
make.
I'm Grim serious. Peaks. If you want to do that, I'll let you. I don't care.
I've got to find pictures of Tom Cruise drinking coffee and just have it say. If you choose to accept it, this is a damn good cup of coffee. I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to figure something out.
You can plug your podcast in the comments.
I can just have Tom Cruise talking backwards. Yeah, bud.
Just if you Photoshop his face over the man from another place dancing,
mm-hmm.
I think that would work really well. Like the creepy, tooth. Like the dwarf dancing. Yeah.
It's about the same size as Tom Cruise.
Yeah. that's the joke.
That dwarf. Look at those little dwarf's little shoes.
Look at his little shoes.
Look at his little shoes. All right. He's totally coming on the show.
Oh, yeah. By Fallout, he'll be like a co-host.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the only way he's going to come on this show is if he sends you both boxes of Doves.
I knew where you were going with that joke when you started. Yeah,
I saw it way a long time ago. Long time ago.
Working on it in his head since the first episode.
All right, George, promote your podcast.
Mogwai Minute.
Mogwai Minute.
That's us. Go find us. We're there.
That's it. Talk about pizza, talk about Mogwais, talk about Gremlins 2. It's awesome.
And sometimes, and not even remotely in proportion to those that three, but yes.
Best sequel ever, Gremlins 2.
It's one of the best sequels ever, second only to this one.
No, I like Gremlins 2 better than this movie.
They're both number twos for a reason.
that's the poop number. Nice job.
That's the poop nice humor job. You came for, people.
And on that note, have a great weekend, everybody. And you can...
yeah, we dub you.
Yeah, we dove you. We dove you very much.
Skeet, skeet.
Skeet, skeet. All right. Bye. Enough. Find us on MinuteImpossible.com and anywhere else we exist, which is Twitter, MinImpossible, M-I-N Impossible. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Have a great week. I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been George.
And I am always Allison. This minute will self-destruct. See you.